What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Felice. And welcome to the Secrets of the Real Man podcast. What's going on, baby? It is the 26th of September 2019. And guess what? I've just officially gone live on Apple. My podcast is now live on Apple. So if you're listening to this on Apple, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's also live on Spotify, which is crazy, but just grateful, man. Just grateful for this opportunity that I have to be able to speak to many people, speak to the mass through technology. You know, it's such a blessing to be able to, you know, share your message, and people are able to listen to it, you know, throughout the world. You know, you can be listening to this while you're walking on your way to work, and so I guarantee that if you haven't already, please subscribe. As you know, I go raw. You know, this is not, I don't have any notes with me. I didn't prepare what I was going to talk. I just kind of have a feel of what I'm going to talk to you guys about. I go off what I'm feeling throughout the day and what I'm experiencing being a coach, and more importantly, being through the trenches and still in the trenches. So what I want to share with you guys today, what I want to share with you right now is the importance of understanding this. What got you here will not get you to the next level. What got you to this position, current position right now, if you've been able to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 kilos, what's got you to this point, the mindset, the habits, the rituals, the routines, your way of thinking, your activity level, your rate of execution, that's got you to this point will not get you to the next point, or will not get you to the next level, depending on what level you want to hit, okay? So when I'm talking about levels, I'm talking about going from, like, you know, if your ultimate goal is to be able to lose 50 kilos, then how do you just stay focused for long enough to be able to achieve 50% of that, and then at the same time continue moving forward without losing motivation, right? You know, being able to lose 50 kilos, it's not an overnight success, and I preach that 100%, right? If you want someone that's going to give you a quick fix, like this podcast and following me is not the way to go. Because to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you. To be honest to you, like, I was lied to for many, many years. And because I was lied to, it was frustrating. I kept going in circles. I kept failing because the approach and the strategy that I was applying to my journey was wrong. You know, I was expecting to, you know, to just transform my life within weeks. And that is not possible. To be honest, like, if you want to be able to get that result, if you want to be able to lose a big amount of weight within a short period of time, there's probably two ways that you could do that, right? And I know I'm going a bit off topic right now, but I think it's important that you understand this, especially if you have more than 50 kilos to lose. Like, this is important for you to understand. You probably only have, like, two solutions to doing this. The first solution, oh, there's three solutions, sorry. The first solution is this. You go spend $10,000 to $15,000 and you go get surgery. That's it. Like, that's the first solution. You go cut your stomach up. I think they cut 80% of your stomach up. You go do it that way. You spend $10,000 to $15,000 and you drop a massive amount of weight, 100%. Now, is that the right way? To be honest, like, I'm against that. I'm really against that because I feel like there is a better way to do it. But more importantly, it's not about just losing the weight. It's about the habits. It's about transforming your life to be able to lose that weight naturally. And the asset, like, the lessons that you learn, the lessons that I've learned from my journey of failing, succeeding, overcoming me, is the biggest asset that I have in my life right now. So that's the first strategy. The second way that you can do this is you basically diet, extreme diet, like diet, you kill yourself, you murder yourself, extreme dieting, meaning you're just cardio, and just basically starving yourself, eating one meal, drinking shakes, and just doing that. If you can do that for a solid 4 weeks, you guarantee you'll lose 20 to 30 kilos by doing it that way. Now, is that the right way? To be honest, it's not just about losing the weight. It's all about sustainability. It's how do you lose the weight and keep the weight off long term? So you might be able to lose weight within a short period of time, but guess what? You probably put it, most likely you put it back on. Because it's not a part of you. It's not. It hasn't been done properly. Properly. See, I'm freshening out. It hasn't been done properly. So therefore, it's just a temporary fix. And then what happens is all these habits and these binge eating and emotional eating, they come back into place, right? The way you've been eating for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it comes back in. And then guess what? You go back to putting all that weight back on. The third way to do this is very, very simple. Is do it the real man's way. And that's what I teach, and that's what I coach, and that's what I share with you guys. And one of the methods to that is this simple principle. What got you to this point will not get you to the next point. So when you first start out on this journey, you simply just changing up nutrition and exercise, just tweaking it a little bit, right? If you just tweak it and you know, the guys in the program, they do intermittent fasting. I'm going to share with you guys everything. The guys in the program, they do intermittent fasting. I believe in that. I'm a big believer in intermittent fasting. Why? It's because you have structure, you have routine. The reason why I put on so much weight and I was over 200 kilos, because I was just eating whenever and whatever. I had no structure at all. I'm driving to work. I'm pulling over to the petrol station. I'm getting a sausage roll. I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting Red Bull. Then I get to work. It's Smoko. No structure at all. Sausage roll. The boys are eating. Boom. I eat that too. Right? Come back home from work. Mum is cooking. I just eat that. And I'm just picking at food. I'm picking at food throughout the day. No structure. No routine. No routine around nutrition. And basically eating everything and anything. And because of that way of eating, that's what led me to being able to be over 200 kilos. Now, as soon as I create a structure, as soon as I create some sort of routine, meaning this is when I'm going to eat and this is when I'm not going to eat, instantly, even if I was still eating the same foods as I was before, just by simply tweaking it up and saying I'm not going to eat between this period of time, but I am going to eat between, you know, so for example, now I eat between 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., but I'm still kind of eating the same food, and then I'm fasting from 9 p.m. to 1 p.m. the next day, you'll guarantee your body will, you will shock your body. Your body will be shocked. It will be uncomfortable. It wouldn't know what it's doing, and therefore it's burning more calories trying to adjust. It's used to just eating, where now you've created a structure around your life. So what's happened is your body's burning more. So you're instantly, within the first 2 to 3 weeks, you're shocking your body. It's what I call the shock period. You're going through this period where you're shocking your body, okay? And so eventually what happened is if you do that for 1 or 2 weeks, it's what we call react, adapt. Your body, the first 2 weeks, it reacts to it. So it doesn't know what it's doing. It's like it's uncomfortable, so it's burning a lot more. Then it comes to a point where it adapts to this way of living. And so what you need to do is you need to shock the body. You need to change up the nutrition. Maybe you need to be more specific in regards to what you eat. Like, that's the second level. The second level is now understanding the calorie intake. It's understanding how much calories is your body burning. So if your body's burning 3,000 calories, I'm just giving an example. Every day, 3,000 calories. That means you have to eat under 3,000 calories. If, let's say, you eat 2,500 calories within the 8-hour period of fasting, you're guaranteed to drop the weight, 100%. But then it gets to a point where your body adapts to that. And so what you need to do is you need to shock it up again. Then it's a matter of looking at what you're actually eating. So the third level is looking at the macros, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and being very specific and intentional with that. Okay, that's like the third level to nutrition. And then on top of that, you're going to look at the workouts. What is your workout like? You know, maybe you can up a level the intensity during your workouts. Maybe if it's just doing cardio and you're on the treadmill, it's increasing your intensity on the treadmill, right? Like there's all these little tweaks that you can do. And so what I'm trying to say is what's gotten you to this point If you found that you've hit a plateau in your journey right now, what you need to do is you need to shock your body. You need to get in an uncomfortable state. You need to put your body in an uncomfortable state to shock your body again. That's what you need to do. You continuously need to shock your body. You shock your body because your body is smart. You know, within the first 1 week, it's kind of just, it's trying to figure things out. But then after that first week, if you're still doing the same exercise and nutrition, it adjusts. It adjusts. A great example is right now I'm doing this thing where every morning I do 200 push-ups. So I do four sets of 50. Four sets of 50 push-ups straight. Now, when I first started doing this, I could barely do 50 straight. I was doing like 10, 20, 30, like, you know, just 20 here, 25 there, then just kind of broken it up, right? And eventually, you know, I said to myself, all right, let's just try to get 50 push-ups straight. And I did 50 push-ups straight. And then I said, okay, what if I could do, what would it take to do two sets of 50 push-ups? And then I tried to do that. And I did 50 push-ups first set, the second set, I could only get 25. So then the next day I said, you know what, I'm gonna go from 25 to 30. And then the next day I'm going from 35 to 40. And so now I could do four sets of 50 push-ups straight each set. And then the goal is to be like, all right, I want to do 60 push-ups. I want to do like 100 push-ups, two sets of 100 push-ups. But what I'm trying to say to you is when you do this, when you're on the journey and you're doing it every single day, your body will adjust. Sorry, it will adapt to whatever workout and nutrition you're doing. And in that exact moment, when you feel like you hit a plateau, you need to shock the body again. You need to find out, you need to look at it, you need to reflect, you need to assess the situation, you need to assess what you're actually doing. Is it nutrition, is it exercise? Or are you actually doing the work? Are you actually putting in the work? So, coming back to the topic for today, what got you to this point will not get you to the next level. In order for you to be able to continue to create success in your journey, you need to continuously shock your body. How that is? Very simple. It's either nutrition, exercise, or it's the mindset. And when I say mindset, it's allowing yourself to be in uncomfortable positions. Maybe you need to hang around with better people. I spoke about this on the last podcast. Maybe you need to surround yourself with people that are going 120. If you're driving on the highway right now, and you're driving around people that are going 60 kilometers, most likely, if you go 100 kilometers, you're gonna be seeing this different. But if you're going around people, if you're driving in on the highway and everyone's going 120, and you go 120, if you're not going 120, what's gonna happen? You're gonna feel like, oh, like, why am I going so slow? You're gonna feel like you're not a part of the, you know, you're not growing, you're not getting to wherever you're going right now within a quicker period of time. Hopefully that makes sense. But anyways, coming back to what the topic is, what got you to this point will not get you to the next point. You need to figure that out. You need to understand where, you need to be able to reflect on your life right now and look at the nutrition, look at the exercise, look at the mindset. Maybe you need coaching. Maybe you need accountability. Maybe you need a different nutrition, a different exercise. Maybe you need to hang around with different people. Maybe the people that you hang around right now are not allowing you to be able to put in that work. I'm not going 120. And if you continue to stay with them and they're doing 60 kilometers, guess what? You're going to continue to plateau. So, there goes the podcast for today. Please, if you've listened to this podcast and you found value in it, please take a photo of it. Put it up on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and tag me, Felicia Talgafa, and let me know what you think. And also, you can do reviews on Apple. I think Spotify. I think it has it too. I'm not really sure. But yeah, please leave feedback. Please let me know what you've learned. Much love, and speak to you guys soon.